Hello, my golf friend, and welcome back to Above Par. I am so glad that you're here and you're listening. And if you're listening to this when it's released in December, you're probably not playing a lot of golf. I hope you're enjoying the holiday season, sharing it with some of your family and friends. And no matter what time of year it is, I hope you come back and revisit this podcast again because I want to share with you my top six mental shifts that I had with doing the work that I share with you that have greatly impacted my golf game and my life. They were my epiphanies, my aha moments. Some of them are really paramount in me deciding to shift and start sharing this with you to help you have the shifts that I had in my life. And it really was about taking ownership over the results that I was creating for myself and how I felt and what I thought about and what I did on the golf course and off of the golf course, because as I say over and over again, you have one brain. And what I offer and share with people is a little bit different because I come at it from the whole person kind of standpoint. That you're working on a skill that you can take anywhere. And in doing so, it uplevels not only your golf, but also your life. Wherever you choose to take it, there's also areas where you have the skill in your life and you just haven't connected with how to use it on the golf course. So these were my big mental shifts, which changed the course and the direction of my life. And I want to put them all together and share them with you as a reminder, and just to go into a little bit more detail on each one. The first one, which was my big epiphany, is that I get to think whatever the hell I want. I used to think that whatever came across my brain, I had to think it was true. I didn't know that repetitive thoughts became beliefs. And the more I repeated a thought, the more it became a belief and became kind of engraved in stone in my brain, it was going to be harder to shift. I didn't know that they were optional, that we had 60,000 thoughts a day, that we only hear 5,000, but each one of those thoughts is optional and impacts the way that I feel and the things that I do on a day-to-day basis. That my brain doesn't understand if a thought serves me or doesn't serve me. It just knows what I think the most. To me, that was mind-blowing because I had all these negative thoughts in my head, crappy thoughts, thoughts that don't serve me, thoughts that would take me down a whole dark path that I just didn't think I had any choice in. I didn't know I got to choose what I thought. That changed everything for me. All of a sudden, I wasn't at the effect of things and an effect of my brain. I was in charge. I was in control. I got to decide what I wanted to think. So the number one biggest mental shift that I had was understanding how my brain is actually working, how thoughts work, and that I get to think whatever the heck I want. And because my brain serves it up, doesn't mean it's true or that I have to hang on to it or that I have to repeat it so many times that it becomes a belief. Number two was that I create my emotions with those thoughts. That my emotions don't come from situations or facts or circumstances, that they actually come from the words and the phrases that I say in my head to myself on a repeated basis. They come from the thoughts that I leave unattended, out there just kind of floating around. That my emotions are actually just vibrations that come from thoughts, and they're harmless. So if I am the creator of my thoughts, I'm also the creator of my emotions. When I learned that, I all of a sudden felt like I was more in the driver's seat. It was more about where do I want to go? What do I want to do? Let's start going there. And so I just started experimenting. At first, I wasn't sure if I believed it. So I tested it out. I tried it and I experimented and I practiced with thoughts. I practiced with emotions. I learned to process emotions. And I started seeing some amazing results. I talk about that with my putting all the time. That was the first place I really experimented relative to golf. I had done it with things off the golf course, but putting was the first area that I practiced on the course. And when I started seeing results that what I thought was optional and what I thought created my emotions, and I got to feel however I wanted, and it wasn't attached to a situation, a score, or a number, a yardage, or conditions, or people, I felt so much less at the effect of golf and life. I felt more in the driver's seat. That was a huge mental shift for me. The third big shift for me relative to emotions was that actually feeling emotions was not a weakness. It was just part of being human. I had learned to shove away my emotions, not deal with them, put them aside, minimize them, suppress them, buffer through them. I learned how not to deal with my emotions. I learned that emotions in golf was not good and that I shouldn't have any. That's what I was taught. That's what I modeled. That emotions off the course weren't good because the people in my life actually couldn't deal with them, or then no one taught us how to deal with emotions. It's one of those things that we should have been taught at school. Right? How to manage our thoughts, that our thoughts are optional, they create our emotions, and that emotions aren't a bad thing. And so my biggest mental shift relative to that was that knowing that my emotions drive everything that I do and I don't do, that I'm in charge of how long I stay in a negative emotion or how quickly I pivot out of it by learning how to process emotions. And being able to process emotions was a super skill, especially on the golf course. So I started practicing it. I just started learning how to be more aware of it. I learned how to step into them and not be afraid of them and not to hide from them or run from them and not to consider it a sign of weakness, especially in sport, that you have an emotion, because golf is emotional. Calm and confidence and certainty is an emotion. That there aren't acceptable emotions like frustration or disappointment and unacceptable ones like nerves or fear. They're just emotions. They're just vibrations in our body that come from a thought that last 90 seconds if we process them. And the sooner that we can move through them, the sooner we can get to a place that we get to an emotion that might be more useful or might be more preferred. But experiencing emotions is part of being human. And for sure, it's not a sign of weakness. The fourth thing that was a huge mental shift for me was that being uncomfortable is not bad. Being uncomfortable doesn't mean something's gone wrong. That actually being uncomfortable is about growth. I know when I'm trying to shift a thought that I have that doesn't serve me, I'm going to be uncomfortable. That my brain doesn't want to give it up. My brain doesn't want to change, and it's uncomfortable. And most of the time, I would have told you that discomfort was a bad thing. And most of us do that. And so then what we do is we give up trying to have the new thought or the belief or do the thing because we're uncomfortable. Our brain thinks that that's a problem. But really, my big mental shift was that is the stage. That is something I have to go through, be willing to go through for me to grow and change and shift. So now I embrace discomfort. I know that on the other side of discomfort is going to be more growth. And if I want to keep growing and changing and shifting, I'm going to have to be willing to go through it again, because otherwise I stay the same. I stay comfortable. But if we're going to stretch something, we've got to be willing to be uncomfortable. So I remind myself of that all the time when I try to adopt some new beliefs and new thoughts and I start up-leveling different areas of my life. I got to be willing to be uncomfortable. Number five, the next one, is that I have to believe something before I see it. I don't need to see it before I believe it. Now, I would have argued with this one for a long time. I'll be confident when I shoot the number. I'll believe I can hit 14 greens around when I hit 14 greens around. I'll believe I'm a good putter when I start putting well. I believe I can shoot the scores, qualify for the tournaments when I qualify for the tournaments, and then I'll believe it. That's the backwards way of doing it. That's the slowest way to do it. When I first saw evidence of this, when I went out on a mission to decide to believe in something before I saw it, and then I saw it happen, because what happens is our brain wants to scan for evidence of the thing that we believe. If we never believe that we can win a tournament or qualify for an event, and we practice, and we take lessons, and we work hard, and we think, once I see it, then I'll believe I can do it, we're never going to get there. Not when the underlying belief is I can't do it, or I don't believe it. I use the example, we had to believe we could go to the moon before we saw that we went to the moon. So if you have a goal or you have a thing that you want to create or a result that you want to create, you've got to step into the belief of it now. It's the fastest way to see the results. You've got to believe it can happen before it happens. So you allow your brain to start scanning for the evidence that it's possible. Don't wait to see the result before you decide to believe it's possible. Start believing it's possible before you see it. And the last one, number six, was that confidence is not innate. Confidence is something that's learned. It's something that's practiced. It's something that I can build every day. Confidence is not attached to how well I hit it. It doesn't hurt, but confidence is more about how I feel, about how I talk to myself, how I treat myself, the belief I have in myself. I build it every day or I crush it every day. I decide. I decide by the words that I say to myself. I decide by the way that I treat myself. I decide on how I follow through on decisions I make. I build it on how quickly I make decisions and how I follow through and how I keep my word to myself. I build confidence every day. I'm not just born with it. I don't get it because I'm playing well. I don't miss out on it because I'm a woman. It might not come as naturally to women as it does to men, just from our makeup, but it's 100% available to me if I go out and set an intention of building it every single day and protecting it and not crushing it every single day. All right, my friends, those were the top six mental shifts that I had. Thoughts are optional. Thoughts create emotions. Feeling emotions is not a sign of weakness. It's actually your strength. Being uncomfortable is not a bad thing. You want to believe it before you see it. And that confidence is something that you work on every single day. I hope you can borrow some of those beliefs and those shifts that I had and start implementing them into your life. Even one of them. Practice it. Try it. Test it out. See for yourself. Because once you see for yourself, then your brain can believe it more. It gives your brain more evidence to put in the time and the belief and to scan for more proof of it. So try one out. Test it. See if you can start shifting different areas of your life for the better. Of course, my hope is that this podcast is helping you shift different areas of your life on and off the golf course. All right, my friends, those are my top six that have made the biggest impact on me, my golf, how I show up in my life, how I feel on a day-to-day basis. They're why I'm doing what I'm doing right now, because I believe that they have a greater impact on people who play golf than me changing their grip or fixing their aim or teaching them how to hit a bunker shot. I did that for a couple decades and I helped a lot of people, but I don't think anything is more impactful than taking ownership of how you think and feel on a day-to-day basis, because that's really going to shift the results that you create in your life. All right, my friends, I hope you have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.